For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt. The State Department of Transportation is reevaluating a controversial road project in Haywood County after criticism from residents and municipalities. When a bridge replacement project on the Great Smoky Mountains Expressway was released a few weeks ago, it immediately generated concern across Haywood County.
This interchange is truly in the heart of the county and impacts the entire county.
That's Ken Howell, executive director of Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. Lake J, as it's known to locals, sits in the center of the county, as does the bridge work, projected to take more than 3 years. The towns of Canton, Clyde, and Waynesville passed resolutions asking DOT to speed up the timeline, with Maggie Valley and the county expected to join. Project engineer Garrett Higdon said those concerns sent DOT back to the drawing board.
We met with our designers, and once again, this is everything's still in the preliminary planning phases, but they are fairly confident now that through the construction phasing of the project that we are going to be able to get it down somewhere between 6 to 9 months.
State Representative Mark Pless, who's watched the project closely, says he'll continue to watch for public safety issues.
A large portion of this is going to revolve around the fire service because of where the fire departments are located and where their response areas are located. It's going to cause an issue because they cover areas that can only be accessed from 19. Ultimately, it's their responsibility because they're charged with covering that area, but we just got to get the information to them so they can plan.
A public meeting about the project, which can be found on the NCDOT website, will be held sometime in August. I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt, BPR News.